This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People think they're seeing murder hornets in Colorado, but officials say the big bugs are a native wasp that may look dangerous but pose no threat to humans. Rich Guggenheim with the State Agriculture Department says the wasps are part of the ecosystem, and he's asking people not to kill them.
So it actually helps us keep our locust population and things like that under control in the state of Colorado.
The wasps are called cicada killers. Guggenheim says murder hornets cannot survive at Colorado altitudes. Members of Colorado's Medicaid and CHIP Plus programs can now get benefits after giving birth for 1 year. The postpartum benefits used to last 2 months. The change took effect July 1st. Before that, a big share of Medicaid members ended up with a coverage gap that put them at higher risk for poor health outcomes and higher costs. The American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law last year, extended Medicaid coverage for pregnant people. One of Colorado's biggest bluegrass festivals, Rocky Grass, is this week in Lyons. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it's the event's 50th anniversary.
Rocky Grass launched in 1972 as a small weekend concert and has since evolved into a week-long retreat with music classes, artist talks, and live performances each night. Longtime attendee Will Schur says he's expecting record turnout this year.
Just like a big family reunion. It feels great.
Well-known Colorado acts like Hot Rise and some national acts are slated to perform. Organizers say people traveling through town this week should expect a little more traffic than usual and a lot of good music. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and cooler temperatures for much of the state tomorrow. Colorado Springs near 90 this afternoon, Denver 91. Front range highs tomorrow will be in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.